But I'll bet sometimes God would call it good. We need to be sure we know the true meaning of this word. Heresy is defined by people who claim that God told them what is true, although God's Bible called it evil. Match what people say that you ought to believe, although the Bible does not say what they say that God has said.
God's sad warning to us through 2 Peter 2:1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who secretly bring in destructive heresies.
Jesus said false teachers would even sneak into church. Matthew 24, he warned, watch for false teachers in church. They'll speak with an F, teaches wrongly what God said. So heresy be approved, fight and declare Bible truth. Heresy says your beliefs do not match what people say that you ought to believe, although the Bible does not say what they say that God has said. False teachers will be in some churches. God warns 2 Peter 2 and more. Heresy that stands on God's Bible word is good, says God. Jesus was a heretic, spoke against what Rabbi said. Jesus said, follow me, speak truth, it's not heresy. Jesus was a heretic, spoke against what priests said. Jesus said, follow me, speak truth, it's not heresy.
Paul wrote in Acts 24:14, I admit that I follow the way which they call a cult. I worship the God of our ancestors, and I firmly believe the Jewish law and everything written in the prophets. 2 Peter 2, God's warning to us about false teachers, even amongst the churches. When a church or congregation accepts these false beliefs and does not tell any false teachers to get out, as God's word repeatedly orders us to do, the organization itself, even if a church, will then accuse anyone who takes a stand against its fallacies as being a heretic. Will you stand even in church? 2 Peter 2. They secretly brought in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth, Jesus, will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, though. Their destruction does not slumber. For if God does not spare the angels who sin, but cast them down to hell, and save Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, God bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under the punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous and self-willed. 2 Peter 2, God's warning to the church.